This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The interim leader of the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, Nino Berdshenadze, has appealed for calm and has ordered the country's security services to restore order. She promised elections within 45 days. Weeks of protest culminated yesterday with the resignation of President Eduard Shevardnadze. Shevardnadze is respected in the West for helping end the Cold War when he was Soviet foreign minister under Mikhail Gorbachev, but he had become increasingly unpopular in Georgia, which in the 12 years since independence has been plagued by corruption and a failing economy. NPR's Lauren Sheets is in Georgia's capital, Tbilisi. Throughout the protest, Shevardnadze said he would not resign. Well, he has. What happened?
Well, in the end, President Shevardnadze said that he didn't want to see bloodshed. And indeed, it was obvious that he could not count on the support of the armed forces to defend him. People from the military had gone over to the side of the opposition. And it was clear that President Shevardnadze had very few options left. He, of course, had been given an ultimatum to resign last night. And he basically acceded to all of the demands of the opposition.
This is being called a velvet revolution.
Yeah, that's right. They're drawing parallels with what happened in Czechoslovakia, of course, in 1989, and also parallels with what happened in Yugoslavia. Obviously, no one is accusing President Shevardnadze as being as repressive as those regimes, but the parallels are basically in the peaceful manner in which this all occurred. This is a country in which there have been four wars since independence 12 years ago, two serious ethnic conflicts and two civil wars. And Mr. Shevardnadze resigned in the end without a single drop of blood being shed.
So there were more problems for Shevardnadze than the elections.
The elections were simply a trigger. And it's indeed the very serious economic problems in Georgia over the last 12 years. This was a republic which was relatively prosperous at one time under Soviet rule. The economy has gone straight downhill over the last 12 years. This is a country from which 20% of the population has fled, basically searching for better lives. They've gone abroad looking for work. And also there was a very high level of corruption in Mr. Shevardnadze's government that had caused a lot of discontent, not only among the population, but among Western donor governments as well.
Where is Shevardnadze?
Mr. Shevardnadze is at his residence, which is just 2 or 3 miles from where I am standing in the center of the city near the parliament. He has no plans to leave the country. He's with his family, and we've been hearing very conciliatory talk from the opposition, from the provisional government. They say that Mr. Shevardnadze, of course, should stay in Georgia and play a constructive role. And many members of the opposition acknowledging his historic role not only in helping to end the Cold War, but in trying to govern Georgia through what was a very, very difficult period of following independence.
So what happens now?
Well, we will have elections within 45 days or so. The provisional government, which is led by Nino Berdshenadze, a 39-year-old lawyer, will have to announce those elections. It's believed that the main opposition leader, Mikhail Saakashvili, who's a 35-year-old Columbia-trained lawyer, he finished law school at Columbia, is going to be the main candidate and probably the most serious contender to be the next president of this country.
Has Russia been involved in this?
Indeed, Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov arrived here over the weekend, 3 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, and was basically engaging in shuttle diplomacy between President Shevardnadze and members of the opposition. He was the one who arrived at the presidential residence late last night with members of the opposition and basically had told President Shevardnadze that there are very few options left. This is a contrast from the relations which have existed between Russia and Georgia over the past few years. Georgia has accused Russia repeatedly of meddling in its affairs, of supporting separatist movements on its territory, and of basically not wanting to acknowledge the fact that Georgia is now an independent country, no longer under the control of Moscow. So we are hearing things both from former President Shevardnadze's camp and from the opposition that a very constructive role was played by Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov of Russia.
All those people in the streets, they're happy now?
Well, it was a wild night of celebrations. Not only were people celebrating the departure of President Shevardnadze, but yesterday was the main cultural holiday in Georgia. It was St. George's Day, patron saint of Georgia. People have gone home, basically. There's still a few people outside of the parliament building celebrating, waving flags, so on and so forth, but it's business as usual, and a lot of people are quite happy that Mr. Shevardnadze's almost 30 years of rule in Georgia have come to an end.
NPR's Lauren Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia.